Hello everyone, and welcome to the So Mindful podcast, where we dig into the tips and topics that will help you have great fun making clothes that make you feel fabulous. I'm your host, Jackie Blakemore of So Much More Fun, and I can't wait to share this week's illuminating episode with you. So let's roll the tape. Hello there, lovely people, and welcome to episode 18 of the So Mindful podcast. Today, I'm flying solo again, and before we get started, I just wanted to share a few bits of news. The first is that this week, the So Mindful podcast reached the milestone of 5,000 downloads, and so I wanted to give a huge virtual hug and thank you to all of you for listening. I'm blown away by the support and lovely messages that you send, and so grateful to those of you recommending and sharing it with others. You're all blooming brilliant. The second bit of news is that I was honoured to be the guest of the lovely Amber Allworth on the All Worth It podcast this week, with an episode entitled Stitching Something New. So if you'd like to hear a bit more about my story, then be sure to check that out. And the final news is just to share that I've been doing a series of live sessions every Tuesday on the So Much More Fun Facebook page. And for those of you that aren't Facebook users, I've been posting the recordings on the So Much More Fun website. I'll put a link in the show notes with more information, but if you're stuck for something to do on Tuesday lunchtimes at 12:30 GMT, then come and join me and say hi. So this week's episode is short and sweet on a topic that has been intriguing me, especially over the last few weeks, and that is uncovering the beliefs that hold us back. Okay, so it might not sound like a sewing topic, but I promise you that it is related, so let me explain. So have you ever been in a situation where you really wanted to do something? And I mean, you were excited and you knew in your head it was going to be great to do it, and yet you never seemed to get started. You keep telling your friends and your family about this thing that you're going to do and how much you're looking forward to it, and yet each time you see them, you don't seem to have done it yet. And then you start to feel like the universe is conspiring against you doing this thing. You never seem to have the money or the time or the opportunity, and other stuff seems to keep getting in the way. Well, that's been happening to me lately, and by coincidence, I mentioned it to a friend who explained that she felt exactly the same. So that made us sit up and pay attention. It seemed too much of a coincidence that both of us were experiencing the same feelings and outcomes about two different activities that we wanted to do. Whether you consciously believe it or not, our minds are incredibly powerful, and they're constantly looking to protect us. Sometimes, for me at least, this seems to manifest itself seemingly as procrastination or busyness or other important distractions that feel like self-sabotage. But I also know that when I really need to do something, then I can make that happen. And so I wanted to understand more, so we began to dig a little deeper. But forgive me, I've been a little bit general and ambiguous so far, so let me give you an example. In October, I did the My Body Model 3x3 Challenge, where you use a kind of outfit Sudoku to help you design a mini capsule collection. It was great fun, and when I finished it, I was really excited to make the 9 garments that I'd designed. I had cheated a little bit because one of the tops I'd already almost finished making, so I moved on to the pencil skirt that was the next item on the list. I'd already made this pattern before, and it's a really simple, easy garment to make, so number 2 was soon done. The third garment originally was planned to be a wrap dress that I could wear open as a duster jacket, but on making the toile, or mock-up, I realised that it wasn't right, so switched it to a new pattern specifically designed for a duster coat. After a few fitting tweaks, that was also done. Then came the tops. Now at this point, I ought to explain that I'm experimenting with some changes to my outfits to help me uncover my own personal style preferences, and hence the reason for quite a lot of the episodes that we've done around discovering your style in the podcast recently. I've always made dresses, mainly because one garment is a whole outfit and I don't have to try and mix and match it with any other things. But I do want more flexibility and variety in my wardrobe, so I'm experimenting with separates currently, with mixed success, I have to be honest, but that's a topic maybe for another podcast. So I really want some new tops, but trying out top patterns does require a bit of work. So step one is to create a couple of toiles. This is the bit I love, as it's the kind of starting of a new adventure. You have high hopes for the outcomes and you're excited about the journey, trying new styles and new techniques. When it's all sewn up, then you try it on and the mental battle begins, the fitting stage. I love and hate this bit. I love that it gives my problem-solving muscle a chance to get a workout. But in all honesty, I'd love it even more if it just fitted first time. As part of my fitting, I tend to take some photos so that I can analyse the adjustments that I need to make, particularly from the back. And I'm all ready to get started, and then the universe steps in. Suddenly, my diary fills up with work projects or calls from friends, house chores, and as days and weeks seem to go by, my toile sits on the sewing pile and I'm wearing dresses because I've got no tops. So talking to my friend triggered me to think, okay, hold on, what's really going on here? I decided to create 5 minutes where I could just get really quiet and listen in, almost like spying on my own internal dialogue. And this is where I need to give you a warning. If you decide to give this a try, then be prepared that to start with, it feels really uncomfortable. And for me, that was stomach-churningly uncomfortable. But if you can just ride that bit out, what you will uncover is the real key to what's going on. So it started with me asking myself some questions, almost like an unbiased, non-judgmental, fascinated reporter. So I asked, in my head, what's the first thing you think when you think about altering this toile? Now, if you're like me, then a flurry of answers comes back, so quick that it's hard to capture. And I think that's my mind's way of trying to say it so fast that we won't have to discuss it any further, like it's a kind of fait accompli. It can really help at this point to use a pen and paper to write down a few of the answers to help slow down the process. Now, the important thing here is not to try and judge the answers or any of the statements that come back, no matter how logical or illogical they may seem. So for me, it went something like, I can't do it, it's too hard, it's going to take too long, what if I mess up, what if it never fits? And this was the one that surprised me. And that will mean I'm no good at dressmaking and I can't make a living from it. Wow. I suddenly realised that in my own sweet way, my brain was trying to protect me from failure. Now what happens in the normal run of the day is that I think about the toile, then I get as far as the first two responses, it starts to feel really uncomfortable, so I move my mind onto something else, like, oh yes, and I don't have any time anyway because, and then I'm off into something else. I wasn't consciously aware that my mind had extrapolated the consequence of what if I get it wrong, and I was making the outcome of this activity mean so much more than it really does. So in giving myself time to sit with the discomfort, I had time to finish the list of responses, and then to sit with the thought that adjusting the toile may mean the end of my dream of teaching dressmaking. Now that might sound completely illogical, but I can tell you that even as I tell you about it now, my stomach is churning. So how do you move on from this stage? Well, I should firstly say that if you managed to get this far, then I want to give you a huge virtual hug and say congratulations. I think being willing to explore your own fears is really courageous because it's super easy to ignore them and to accept them and stay stuck where you are. The trick here is that you need to be open and honest with yourself, no matter how illogical the answers are that come back. No judgment, just acceptance. Otherwise, your mind will try to pretend everything is fine and stop sharing its fears with you. The reason I say about being open and honest is that sometimes we hear the thought and then because it doesn't seem logical, our conscious dismisses it without addressing it. This means that we keep ignoring it, even though our mind is still believing that it's true. And until we face up to and challenge the belief, we don't change it and no amount of willpower will help us move forward. For my friend, this meant putting off some health checkups that they knew were necessary, but there seemed to always be a reason why they weren't able to make the appointment date they were offered. After doing some further digging, it turned out that they were afraid that the plasters used to secure some of the sensors for the checkup would be really painful when they were removed. They have really sensitive skin, and so this fear had grown to an extent that avoiding the checkup seemed like the only option. But once that specific fear was exposed, discussing it with the medical professionals meant it was possible to come up with alternatives. So what next? Well, there are two ways that I've found of moving forward, after thanking my mind for sharing. One is to explore what the consequences would be if that fear became true. So in my mind, if I couldn't make a living doing what I love, then what's my plan B? And although my plan B options aren't necessarily what I love, even just knowing there's a plan B seems to lessen the impact of the fear. The other option is to ask the question, okay, so is there one small step that I could take that would allow me to move forward but still stay safe? And sometimes your mind will give you a compromise that can just get you moving. So for me, that was just to make one of the adjustments and see how that goes. The power of this is that we are often wrong about our predictions of the future. So if the outcome of taking that small step is better than we thought, then it begins to break down the whole chain of thoughts, and that small disruption can often be all you need to take the next steps. So I know that this isn't specifically sewing related, today's topic, but it has and does impact my sewing, and I have had a lot of ahas in the last few weeks as I've started to use this more and pay more attention. So I wanted to share it with you in case you're stuck or the universe seems to be conspiring against you. Make yourself a hot drink, find a quiet space for 5 minutes, and just be ready to get uncomfortable. If you give it a go, I'd love to know what you find, and so please email me and let me know. So that's it for now, and much love and virtual hugs, my lovelies. Until next time. Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Check out the show notes in the description area of your podcast app and click to follow or subscribe. Or head over to sewmindful.com/podcast, which is sewmindful.com, where you can also sign up for an email reminder so that you don't miss out on any juicy episodes. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, then please help others find us by leaving a review if you love this episode. And I'm always excited to find out what you got from the episode and how you plan to use the tips. And finally, if you have a question, feedback, or a topic you'd like me to investigate, then you can also email me at hello@somuchmorefun.co.uk. So until next time, stay gorgeous and have so much more fun.